live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Got a packed show for you today. We're going to talk first with Karen Russell, our friend from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. They have a bike rodeo coming up, which will also alert us to the dangers of head trauma. Then we'll talk to Michael Longoria from Capital Canyon Club. They have a big open house coming up you really want to be a part of. And then after the news break with Link, we'll talk to Cynthia Richmond for Sedona's annual Cantina Night coming up at Jack Jameson Park. You know, it's tax time's coming up. The deadline this year is April 17th, and the AARP Foundation Tax Aid free tax preparation service is up and alive here in the Prescott, Chino Valley, and Embry-Riddle areas. Coming up tomorrow, you can get your taxes done because of the foundation from 9 to 5. It's free, and that will be at the Prescott Gateway Mall next to Sears in Suite 374. That's from 9 to 5 tomorrow. In Chino Valley, they will be at the Community Center Thursday and Friday from 9 to 4. That's the Community Center at 1527 North Road 1 East in Chino. And then at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, you want to call for an appointment. It's 777-3885. They do the free tax preparation on Saturdays from 9 to 3. So, with the tax deadline looming, good to know those dates and times. We've got Karen Russell in the bullpen waiting to come in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Can you feel that? That's a chill in the air. Can your heater handle it? This is Mike with Moyers Heating and Cooling, your hometown heating heroes since 1998. Looking for a little more comfort in your life without burning your budget? Let us make it easier to control your home's climate and keep that heater humming. Moyers is your locally owned Carrier dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Our factory trained technicians can service all makes and models without burning your budget. Moyers Heating and Cooling, where we put honesty before profit. You have my word on it. Check us out on the web at MoyersHVAC.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeldt, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, the sunshine is out. We have spring weather in the air and more coming up next week. A great time to get your bicycle out. And Karen Russell is here from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital with great news for bikers. Karen?
Hello there. How are you? Thank you for having me back again.
Sure. What's going on with this bike rodeo?
Yeah, we are. This is actually our first time to host this kind of event. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month nationally. And so we're putting together this event to promote bike safety, helmet safety, and concussion prevention in kids. So it's really all about making sure that they have the skills to ride their bike safely. Mm-hmm. Are they watching for traffic? Can they maneuver without falling over or, you know, whatever? But also, more importantly, helmet fit, because mm-hmm. what I'm noticing is more and more, either kids or adults, their helmets are not on correctly or fitted correctly, and they're pretty much worthless if they're not fitted correctly.
And if it's not fitted correctly and you take a fall, it's not going to do you a lot of good, is it?
It is not. Especially one of the most important things with a helmet fit is making sure that it protects your frontal lobe. You really should have that helmet. There should be 1 to 2 fingers between your eyebrow and the top of the helmet. And that's where it should be to protect that, the front of the head and the forehead. And I find a lot of it, like you look at our picture in our ad, mm-hmm. and it's a great picture, but every one of those kids in our flyer really doesn't have their helmet on or fitted correctly. So if they fell and hit their head.
That's why you have the bike rodeo.
That's why I have the bike rodeo, yes.
Now, you're also going to have, I believe, special prizes or a raffle?
We are. So we have some really fantastic giveaways. The kids will have an opportunity, if they need one or if they see one they like. We've got almost 70 helmets that were donated by Bell. Bell has been fantastic in supporting our event this year. And then we also are raffling off a couple of bikes. So how it's going to work is when you register, you'll get a card. And as you go through each safety station, you'll get that checked off. And if you go through all the 5 safety stations, you can put that card in the raffle for a bike. And we'll have 2 baskets, 1 for boys and 1 for girls. So we'll have 1 boy giveaway and 1 girl bike giveaway.
Mm-hmm. What age group are you looking for here?
We are looking pretty much for almost any age. I mean, anywhere from probably 5 on up to probably preteens. Mm-hmm. I say preteens just because I think probably most of your 15, 16, when they get that age group,
they're going to live forever anyway.
They don't think
impervious.
They need this, and I know it all, and it's probably they're too cool for something like that.
Right, they wear a helmet. What?
Yeah, and I think they're going to be too busy. But your younger kids, especially, I think will really have a good time with this.
And the bike inspections will be done also by the Prescott Valley Police Department. That's important too, from a matter of safety. And also, I noticed you're going to have a rock, dodge, and obstacle course.
Yeah. So part of our stations are. We're going to start off with the bike fit and bike inspection. One, we want to make sure that the bike fits correctly. So is your bike too small or too big for your child? Because especially if it's too big, they're not going to be safe on it. And then during that, they're also going to inspect the bike. They're going to make sure that the chain is appropriate. It's not loose. Mm-hmm. Are the brakes working? Do they have reflectors on? And we will also have Bike Prescott is sending some volunteers, and one of their volunteers is a master mechanic tune-up guy. So he's going to be able to do some minor repairs on bikes. So if your bike does not pass inspection, they can work on that and get it up to code.
And there are other things, too, with bikers. I've noticed that if they have the toe loops on their bikes, which makes it easier to race because as you pull back on the pedal, you're pulling back with the toe loop. But if you start to lose your balance, you can be in a lot of trouble because your foot's pretty much locked to that pedal, isn't it?
Yeah, there's the baskets, which are easier to get your foot out. And then there's riding, which I think the technical term is riding clipless, but it's actually where you've got your Shimano or whatever the different type of clip that are actually you're clipped into the pedals, and those you actually kind of have to rotate your foot to pop it out. So when you start to fall, most likely you don't get your foot out in time to catch yourself, so you're usually either reaching out with your arm or just slamming right into your head or your mm-hmm. arm or your shoulder, and you're pretty much just going to fall right over.
You mentioned how Bell is providing these helmets. Bell also makes a pretty good line of safety mirrors, and these mirrors can go on the handlebar so you can see behind you, and also they can attach to your helmet. And I really hope, everybody talks about how important it is if you're riding on the street to have a helmet. Yeah, very important. Personally, from having bike for 50 years, because I started in the womb, I think having a mirror is just as important, because if you can't see vehicles coming up on you, you're going to be in serious danger. You have to know how much space you have before they get on top of you.
Exactly. And then that does make it a lot easier if you can use a mirror to look behind you, because a lot of individuals really do have a tough time looking and turning their head and their over their shoulder and maintaining a straight path on their bike. A lot of individuals tend to swerve and lose their balance just by having to look over their shoulders. But it's funny that you say that, because I actually am seeing more and more of individuals that have the motorized scooters that are getting those type of mirrors on those as well, which is just as important for them, because more and more of them are on the bike paths and on the sidewalks and things, because that's their primary mode of transportation.
You know, we hear about motorists, how important it is to keep your tire pressure up. The same thing goes for bicyclists. And I hope that's part of the bike inspection by the police department. Because if you're pedaling on the street and your tire inflation isn't there, you're not going to have a whole lot of resistance against a sharp object in the street. And a blowout on a car is bad enough. A blowout on a tire on a bike when you're only inches from passing cars, that can be disastrous.
Yes, it can be. And that will be part of the inspection.
Good.
So we'll have the ability to do some tire repairs as well, inflate those tires. Because I think, I'm not an expert, but my guess would be that tire pressure changes with the weather just like cars do.
Sure.
So I think this is a good time of the year to get that check, because the warmer weather is going to change those pressures in the tires.
So what is a crazy driveway?
So
you've been to my home, haven't you?
we're doing it at your house. Didn't you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're just going to have a little field trip over to your home for that. But actually, yeah, we're calling it the crazy driveway. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to simulate how a child would exit a driveway with visual barriers or cross traffic. And actually today the Prescott Valley Police Department dropped off the props for that. So we have, they're like 3 by 5 foot props that are buses and cars and different things that we can, you know, manually move to have fun and kind of simulate that cross traffic. Mm-hmm. There's also bushes and stop signs and things that we can also use to have those visual barriers to make sure that they're following the traffic laws. But more importantly, they just want to make sure that, you know, they're watching for that cross traffic and that it's safe for them to pull out.
And because this is National Brain Injury Awareness Month, it's not just brain injuries from bicycles, is it?
No, and especially with kids. I think fortunately in the medical world and in the sports industry, we're becoming a lot more educated and aware of the importance of concussions, especially at a young age. And kids are usually very involved in all kinds of sports. In most sports, there is a high risk for concussion, whether it be soccer, cheerleading, football, baseball, hockey. I mean, every single one of those sports, your child is at risk for concussion.
Just the other day, in fact, the Daily Courier had a front page story about the risk of injuries when you're just playing in organized sports of any kind. And, you know, if you have kids involved in sports, you want them to be involved in the sports, but one injury can cost you a lot of money if you don't have the insurance. So, being in good shape and, you know, being aware of your surroundings, even riding a bike, we don't know what's going to happen. You've got to be careful out there, because look at all the hazards you're facing. You know, fortunately, this is a community that's pretty bike friendly.
Yeah.
We have dedicated bike lanes on a lot of roads and things, but still we have drivers who are driving while, talking or texting on their phones. We have people who are driving impaired, either through pot or something else, or drinking. And it's really dangerous, because you have to be really, really aware of your surroundings when you're on the road. And that's why I spend as much time as I can on the bike trails.
Yeah, bike trails are definitely going to increase your safety. Our roads here, whether you're on a motorcycle or a regular bicycle, there are a lot of hazards, and it's just, you know, the way our community is, again, it's very bike friendly, but at the same time, we do have a lot of distracted drivers, but we also have a lot of older adult drivers that have decreased reflexes, probably some vision issues, probably some focus issues. And I think whether you're in a car or you're on a bike, you know, the whole thing is really being defensive, defensively, ride defensively, and really be aware of all your surroundings. When I know when I'm out there, I expect that driver that's getting ready to pull out to do the worst thing. And if they don't pull out, that's great, but I'm always expecting the worst.
And of course, if you're on a bicycle or a motorcycle, you've already learned that a lot of motorists are looking only for full-size cars. And if they see a bicyclist pull out or a motorcyclist, sometimes it doesn't register until it's almost too late. So you've always got to be aware of that, right?
Yeah, and I think with bikes and, you know, even motorcycles as well, it's just really easy to get into somebody's blind spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you as the cyclists also need to really be aware of where you are at in relation to that driver. It's kind of like they say the same thing with big rigs. You know, we don't realize necessarily that we're in their blind spot.
Yeah,
so
indeed.
I think same thing when you're out there on your bike, you really kind of have to be aware of what your relationship to that vehicle is.
Mm-hmm. Well, MVRRH provides inpatient and outpatient rehab care to people recovering from disabling injuries and living with chronic illnesses like strokes, brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, orthopedic, including hip fractures, neurological conditions, ALS, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, amputations, you name it. But the key thing is for this weekend, for the 24th, I believe, it's Saturday, the bike rodeo.
Yes,
and that's from 10 to 2, correct?
From 10 to 2.
And it's in the parking lot at MVRRH, right?
Yes, and it's going to be, we're going to have a balloon artist there for the kids.
Oh,
and
nice.
This guy, it's pieces of art. He makes some really incredible pieces. We've got a fire truck that's going to be there with three firefighters.
Kids love that.
Yeah, so they'll be able to kind of get to check that out. And
mm-hmm.
So we're trying, you know, of course, we've got Jack Radio. So we're trying to make it a really good, fun family event as well.
It
so.
Will be that. How can people learn more about MVRRH?
Well, if they wanted to call, our hospital number is 928-759-8800. Really, if you want specific information on this event, probably the best thing would be to call me directly. So for anybody that might have a pen handy, my direct cell phone number is 602-540-5310. But again, if you call the facility and ask for me, and they can give you my number as well.
And if you go through all the safety stations, you might possibly win a bicycle.
Yes, indeed. And we are going to wait to buy the bikes mm-hmm. until we actually do the drawing, because we want to make sure that we are buying the appropriate height bike and fit for your child. So,
Well, very well done. That's Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Rehab. I knew I was going to do it. Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital.
You ruined
almost
your perfect
got
streak.
Almost got doggone it. I was doing so well until then. Stay tuned, because we've got Michael Longoria on deck. He's going to talk about an open house you'll want to be a part of. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Thank you for voting Findlay Subaru Prescott the Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award.
We have worked hard to serve Yavapai County and become good community partners.
Findlay Subaru Prescott believes the health of a community depends on being involved.
So we are continually supporting nonprofit organizations, schools, and charities whose efforts benefit our local communities in northern Arizona.
For limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR for 63 months on the 2018 Subaru Forester with road-gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive plus a fuel-efficient 32 miles per gallon.
Forester has 8.7 inches of ground clearance. That's peace of mind wherever the road takes you.
Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to make the world a better place.
Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
Offers OAC, EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Forester 2.5 iCVT models. Actual mileage may vary. Now through April 2nd, 2018, get 0% APR financing for 63 months on select new 2018 Outback models. Monthly payments of 15.87 per thousand borrowed.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender Member, FDIC.
Windfall Willie here. Picture this. You're driving around and visit an Arizona Lottery retailer. You walk to the counter and read, Fast Play, a new way to play and win instantly. Intriguing. You ask for a Fast Play ticket, it prints. You look and you win instantly. You cash out and drive home in style. Play for lightning fast wins starting at just a buck with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life, this deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 321. Michael Longoria is here from Capital Canyon Club. Michael, give us a little history about Capital Canyon Club. What's it all about?
Yeah, so Capital Canyon Club, formerly known as the Haciampa Country Club, is a private golf and country club. We are Prescott's premier golf and social club, and we're proudly managed by Troon, a third-party golf management company, and we are located just minutes from downtown Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Tell us some of the activities that go on at Capital Canyon Club, and do all of them require a club membership?
No, so we have various activities that happen at the club. We have events ranging from charity events to corporate outings to those member-only events as well.
Mm-hmm. Do wedding receptions, things like that?
Yeah, we do have weddings throughout the year. As I mentioned, those charity events and corporate outings.
Now, your restaurant is open for dinner Fridays and Saturdays, correct?
Yes, we are open for dinner, but the restaurant is one of those amenities that is only available to our members.
Mm-hmm.
We are a private club. However, we have a lot of visitors right now.
Mm-hmm. And I hope we get a whole lot more visitors coming up because you've got a big open house to talk about.
Yes, sir. March 24th, this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., mm-hmm. The club will be hosting a weddings, parties, and special events open house.
Gee, you'd think weddings are coming up in June, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, it's a great time, you know, to get married, and what better venue to have than
beautiful
Capital
place.
Canyon Club.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Now, with this theme, you're going to have, you know, weddings and receptions, things like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have vendors who can provide the services for those?
Yeah, we will have a couple of vendors that will be on site, just to name a few. We'll have Verde Rentals there, the Melinda Dunn Floral Company, local here, Brooke Photography, Push Play, and a representative from the Marriott Hotels will all be on site during the event.
Any types of events that people can host there themselves?
Yeah, of course. So
can they book the facility and host their own event?
Of course, yeah. So you can host a wide variety of events at the club. As I mentioned earlier, we have charity golf outings, but anything from just like a private meeting. We also have people who host client luncheons, birthday parties, or just, you know, your private formal events.
Mm-hmm. Is your golf course open year-round?
Our golf course is open year-round. Right now, we've been a little bit on and off because of the weather, but
still winter. Well, it was until today.
Yeah, today's happy spring.
Indeed it is. So what's the most fun part about being at work and being able to walk out the door and there's that incredible golf course?
You know, well, aside from being able to golf on the weekends, you know,
yes,
that's always a plus, but the views. I came out here from the East Coast.
Whereabouts?
Delaware, actually.
Okay.
So moved out here, and just, you know, whenever I'm having a stressful day or anything, you just walk out on the range and you see the views, and that really makes it all for me. It's a really work and play type atmosphere.
How long ago did you leave Delaware for here?
I left in August. My first day, I believe, was like August 22nd.
No kidding. So, yeah. Wow. Well, one thing I'm sure you've already found out, because an awful lot of small towns tend to be kind of provincial, whereas if your great-grandparents aren't buried in a local cemetery, you're always an outsider.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people here from everywhere, and we welcome outsiders all over the place, don't we?
Yeah, and that's kind of what...
Not outsiders, newcomers.
Yes, sorry. And that's what we're doing as well. We are Capital Canyon Club. We aren't the Haciampa Country Club anymore, but we still have those traditions, and we want to welcome everyone. We want to invite the community to come and just check us out, and you know, we'll have food samples available. We'll have those outside vendors, and just, you know, just a meet and greet, and just, you know, discover Capital Canyon Club.
You know, if this was television and not radio, I'd be showing pictures of the before and after from the time when you guys took over the golf course, you know, because Haciampa had, you know, had sold it, and they let it go for a while, and there was a lot of work to be done on that golf course. And what you guys did to it is just amazing. If you saw the before and after pictures, you wouldn't believe it's the same place.
Yeah, you know, I've heard the stories of, you know, the clubhouse being, you know, infiltrated with the wildlife out here. Mm-hmm. And then the company that I work for, Troon, when we took over in 2014, there was definitely a ton of renovations that had to happen there.
Sure. Now, do you play yourself? Do you play golf?
I've been playing for about a year and a half now, so okay. I'm not the greatest, but I can finally hit the ball straight.
As long as you're hitting it toward the tee, you're in pretty good shape.
Exactly.
As far as I'm
yeah.
Let me ask you this: if someone has an interest in learning how to play golf, do you have a club pro who can help teach them?
Of course. I would like to welcome our new head pro, David Loomis.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from us from the Cayman Islands. We do have that. We do have golf lessons available, you know, it's got to start with that meet and greet.
Sure.
So if you do have interest in, you know, golfing here in Prescott, or, you know, just whether you're just starting out or you are an experienced golfer, I highly encourage you to come on out to this open house that we're having.
Now, with the open house, I saw on your webpage you have a chance to win booking fees when you RSVP online. Is that true?
Yes. You can win waived booking fees. You can also be entered into a drawing to win a complimentary golf outing for two, and complimentary lunch for two.
Mm-hmm. So now, you have to be a member, though, to RSVP. Is that correct?
No, sir.
Oh, not for the open house?
No, sir. So,
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The open house is open to the public.
Open. Duh. Yeah, of course. So describe, have you dined out there before?
At the club?
Yeah.
Yeah. Food's great. We do have a local head chef, Chef Joseph. He's out of Prescott Valley, and he's really turned the F&B aspect of it, you know, in such a great way.
And I saw on your webpage, too, currently the webpage has your winter menu. I know he's a seasonal focused chef, so I assume we'll have the springtime or summer menu coming up soon. So that'd be kind of fun to explore, too.
Yeah, of course.
So when you book new events there, let me ask you this. You bring them out, you show them the club, you show them the facilities. What tends to really attract their eye the most?
I would say the views, just going back to the views. We are a lodge-style club, and, you know, to have your wedding reception out on our driving range, you know, overlooking the San Francisco peaks and the Bradshaw Mountains, I mean, it's still one of the things that just amazes me still. So,
and not just the natural beauty, because of the weather we have here, you got an awful lot of days where you have a clear view of those San Francisco peaks and everything around too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always nice too. So give me a little bit of background. What got you into this profession?
So I went to the University of Delaware, majored in sport management, and my last 9-credit internship had to be with, you know, outside sport venue, I guess. And Troon just happened to fit that, and then I started folding towels at a athletic club, and
sure.
then just sort of worked my way up, and then yeah. Took a chance and moved out here.
A degree in sports management, that was unheard of 30 years ago. And
yeah.
what was your ultimate, or what is your ultimate career goal with a degree in sports management?
General manager,
really?
Whether that be at a private club or whether it be a sport facility.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my ultimate goal.
How interesting. Now, do you have an interest in professional sports?
Not so much.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
want to mess with these multi-million-dollar athletes.
Exactly. I don't want to deal with people much.
You don't want to be an agent.
No, not at all. I always get that question.
Oh.
Well, why don't you want to be a sport agent? Well, because I don't want to deal with people. it's just a little too taxing for me.
Yeah, it can be that way. Because I keep reading in the papers about Scott Boras, who was the so-called super agent with so many baseball players who are making $10, $15, $20, $30 million a year. Of course, he's getting a piece of all that,
yeah.
too. So it pays very well, but I wouldn't be able to sleep very well at night.
I don't think so, no.
But you're kind of on the right track there, because you can get your feet wet learning all about club management with this and move on from there. Correct?
Of course. Yeah. It's definitely a great experience for me.
Mm-hmm. And tell us something about the parent company that runs Capital Canyon Club.
Yeah, so Troon is the world's largest third-party golf management company.
Mm-hmm.
Being a member at a private club especially provides a lot of incentives. Troon is divided up into a couple of sectors. There's Troon, Honors Troon, and Troon Purvey, which is what Capital Canyon falls under. And
mm-hmm.
Just to kind of one incentive is if you do have a golf membership, say at Capital Canyon Club, you are able to golf at any other Troon facility.
That is, mm-hmm. That is a perk. And one other thing, too, I'm sure you see all the time, is when you are part of a country club or when you're taking part in these activities, it's a great business networking opportunity, isn't it?
Of course, yeah. There are a ton of networking, whether it be with the local clientele
mm-hmm.
or whether it be with other management facilities or country clubs. I mean, there's no better place to be a part of Troon than here in Arizona.
And we're glad you're here with Capital Canyon Club. That's Michael Longoria. Say hello to Rosanne when you get back there for us. Stay tuned, and keep in mind, too, the Capital Canyon Club open house. Once again, date and time?
It's Saturday, March 24th from 1 to 4 p.m., and you can RSVP online at CapitalCanyonClub.com.
And where is Capital Canyon Club, once again?
We are located at 2060 Golf Club Lane exactly, but we are in the Hacienda community.
There you go. Michael Longoria, Capital Canyon Club. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks
Stay tuned.
Me.
It's time for News with Link, and then we will talk with Cynthia Richmond about the Sedona activities coming up for Cantina Night at Jack Jameson Park. That's on the way on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Have you had a bad experience with a local heating and cooling contractor? Insane prices for repairs, or they tried to strong arm you into buying a new system? Don't get pushed around by those guys. They are not the only game in town. Give us a call at 458-8177. We are local, veteran owned and operated. You'll be treated with respect and given the proper customer service you deserve. Look for us on Facebook, visit us at pvhac.com, where you can now book appointments online. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center. But two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Chino Valley's new Economic Development Program Manager will be working to attract new businesses to town. Interim Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Director John Coomer started in his new position yesterday. During a live appearance on yesterday's Talk of the Town on KQ&A, Coomer explained what his main focuses will be.
Trying to develop the industrial park, trying to make it more accessible, better for those businesses that move in. And then the second part of that is to increase our tax revenue. So the economy is impacted by selling more homes and having more businesses in our community.
Coomer says Chino Valley sales tax revenues are impacted by retail sales.
Without sales tax revenue, we have potholes, and typically the number one concern that residents have is fix our roads. You got to fix our roads. Well, you can't fix the road if you don't have the sales tax revenue.
Coomer will also be performing economic development and support to broaden Chino Valley's commercial and industrial bases and initiating planning, research, and marketing efforts to draw new industries to the town. He will also help existing businesses in expansion or retention efforts. If you've recently bought Johnsonville brand smoked sausages, make sure they aren't part of a nationwide recall.
Johnsonville is recalling more than 100,000 pounds of smoked pork sausages over concerns they may be contaminated with plastic pieces. Locally, Safeway, Walmart, and Target stores carry this product. The problem was discovered when the Wisconsin-based company had received three complaints that sausages were found to have pieces of hard green plastic in them. No confirmed reports of injuries or illness, and more information on the recalled product can be found at yavapaihealth.com. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clouds roll in tonight and stick around through the week for a chance of precipitation beginning Thursday. Expect an overnight low of 39 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 67 tomorrow and a high of 68 on Thursday. 44 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 75 and a high on Thursday of 79. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Following our first ever home maintenance calendar, we continue our look through windows. The different types to consider when looking for new windows, installing them yourself or letting a professional do the job, and now treating your window's exterior look and efficiency. From getting your garden started to finishing your project, he's every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQ&A.
I was there when a woman lost her best friend of 50 years to suicide.
I was there when a troubled teen decided to live and thrive.
I was there to comfort fire evacuees just before Christmas.
I'm a realtor, and I am an ACT volunteer.
I'm a student, and I'm an ACT volunteer.
I'm a retired RN, and I'm an ACT volunteer.
I was there when they told a wife her husband died in a wreck.
I was there to help a family after their home was destroyed by fire, and they didn't know where to turn.
I'm a food industry consultant, and I am an ACT volunteer.
I'm a business executive, and I am an ACT volunteer.
The Arizona Crisis Team, ACT Volunteers, compassion during tragedy. Volunteers are needed.
Training classes begin Thursday, April 12th in Prescott and April 26th in the Verde Valley.
For more information, visit
azcrisisteam.org. That's azcrisisteam.org.
The 70th annual Kiwanis Auction is coming up. This is Dave Barrett from the Kiwanis Auction, supporting the kids of our communities. Broadcasting live, the auction runs weeknights from March 26th through April 6th on Cable Channel 64 and streams live at PrescottKiwanisAuction.com. Or listen to the auction live on KQ&A, on air the first week and online at KQ&A.com for the second. Tune in to get great deals on dining, tools, vacations, gifts, jewelry, and more. The Kiwanis Auction, for the kids of our communities.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:40. Boy, there's a big event coming up at Sedona's Jack Jameson Memorial Park. We have Cynthia Richmond here to talk about it. What's going on, Cynthia?
Well, hi, DJ. Thank you for the opportunity. We are having a fundraiser for a beautiful new sculpture addition to the Memorial Park, and it's actually at the Elks Club, which is on Airport Road in Sedona this Saturday.
And it's called Cantina Night. Tell us what's going to go on.
So Cantina Night is going to be a throwback to the USO. We have a woman who actually performed in the USO and entertained our troops. She'll tell some of her stories and play a little accordion for us. We have the Dynamite Divas, three women who are just so dynamic, and they're going to sing about a half an hour worth of Andrew Sisters songs, and I've listened to them before. They're just goosebumps. They give you goosebumps. And we have a dance teacher who's remarkable. She'll be demonstrating the swing and the Lindy Hop and dances from the day. She's actually going to do some lessons, so anybody who wants to can get up and try those steps in addition to a beautiful dinner.
And, Cynthia, one of your speakers will be Terry Frankel, who I interviewed a couple of years ago, and I found out not only was she involved in the actual USO, she was one of the television double mint twins in the TV commercials.
She is an identical twin. Sadly, her sister Jenny passed away, but she and Jenny were one of the sets of double mint twins, and she had a lot of fun with that.
Now, we here in the Prescott Valley area, we have an awful lot of military veterans. We are a very military-friendly community. We have the Northern Arizona VA Health Center. I would imagine that the veterans here who want to come up to Sedona would be very, very comfortable at Jack Jameson Park, wouldn't they?
Oh, I think they would love it. You know, the Jack Jameson Memorial Sculpture Park was created, the land was donated, and there's a big military section right on State Road, Highway 89A, State Route, rather. And so you can see that with our beautiful flags and walls for all the branches of the military. But also in the park is an honoring women section where women's names can be engraved in granite. It's only one other place in the whole United States that does that. There's a Native American section, and there's room for four more sculptures. We also have a military service dog sculpture in bronze. So we're also very military friendly, and if folks drive up from Prescott and they'd like to take a look, of course it's free, and it's right adjacent the Bank of America in West Sedona. Across street is Northview.
And you have granite walls, benches, and flags honoring all five branches of the military. Those are visible from State Route 89A. They occupy the front section of the park. And the Sedona Marine Corps League and Sedona Korean American Association, I understand, were involved in this, including the Sedona 30. Now, who are the Sedona 30?
Well, the Sedona 30 is a group of gentlemen who very quietly, they don't like their names to be announced, are philanthropic in our community. They started in the early 80s, and they actually are the ones responsible for getting our city incorporated and getting a unified school district. Before they did that, people with children had to take their kids to Cottonwood or Flagstaff. So we're very grateful for the things that they do. They keep an eye on what might be needed to make our city a more beautiful place, and then they take care of fundraising, or they reach in their pockets and they make it happen.
Now, those who have read up on Greek history know about Athena. She was the classical goddess not only of war, but also of wisdom, courage, and strength. Now, a modern Athena just returned from battle with the enemies of America. Her helmet held, protecting a heart of female compassion as she looks heavenward in prayer. She symbolizes the feminine balance to war. So tell us about Athena's prayer.
Well, you just did a beautiful job of describing her. Sculptor James N. Muir, we have one other piece by him in the park already, sculpted this woman, and the reason behind it was based on a particular woman, but broadened out to include all women who've served in the military, and really all women who serve in our country in any capacity, teachers, nurses, mothers, any capacity whatsoever. But the truth is that these days, any woman who's in the military, if she has to go from point A to point B, even if she's in food service, she could be in active combat. And so it's honoring these women with a life-size sculpture in bronze of a woman in uniform, an army woman. And that's the new piece that we're putting in to our park, and we've about almost 50% of the fundraising done for that one. So this dinner, this cantina night, is going to help us raise some funds to contribute to that piece.
So tell us, who was Jack Jameson?
Jack Jameson was a man who, an entrepreneurial man, who moved to Sedona with his wife years ago. He's passed, as is she, but he was very big in giving back to a community, and especially in organizations like Rotary, mm-hmm. and Kiwanis, and all of those. He was actually one of the founding members of the Sedona 30 as well.
Mm-hmm. And what's going to be for dinner?
We are having a choice of salmon or prime rib and all the fixings and apple crisp. And, of course, we have cocktails and wine as well.
Mm-hmm. Is there a web page or a phone number where people can learn more information about Cantina Night?
They can if they'd like. They can go to jamesonmemorialpark.org. We absolutely are sold out for the dinner. We don't have another seat available, but we'd love for people to know about us and come and visit the park and be aware. We're certainly open to taking donations if someone was inclined to help us put this beautiful piece in the park, and also open to suggestions for other sculpture that people might have in mind that would honor anybody who makes our world a better place.
Now, Cynthia, this is the first official Cantina Night, right?
That's correct, yes.
And because the dinner is sold out, that means next year's will be even bigger, won't it?
Absolutely. We'll find a place with more seats.
Now, let me ask you this. In the course of looking up information about Cantina Night, I came across this very interesting web page about Dream Power. What is that?
Well, Dream Power is the title of a book that I wrote that Simon and Schuster published in 2000 and the paperback the following year. And I love to help people remember their dreams and use them for problem solving and creativity and the like.
And I have to ask you, because I interview a lot of authors, now this is strictly an author's question, at what point during the writing of this book did the stories come flooding in so fast that you had to find some way to keep up with it?
Pretty quickly, and I lived in the same pair of pajamas sometimes for 2 days mm-hmm. at a time because there was no time to do anything but write.
You know, something tells me that somewhere down the road, you're going to write a book about your experiences with Cantina Night, especially with all the veteran stories you're going to hear, both from those who are entertaining and from those who are attending.
Well, I would love to do something along those lines, and certainly am. I have relatives, including my niece who's in the military in the Air Force, and certainly proud of all people who choose that courageous path.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to be in Sedona. Tell us from what areas of the state people will be coming in.
We have people coming from as far as Scottsdale and Phoenix for this mm-hmm. dinner tonight. I don't know how far else they will be coming in from, but we have fans of people who's put their mother's name or a relative's name on our wall, and then they come and they visit the park Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Mother's Day, the mm-hmm. person's birthday. So there's a lot of activity in the park, and your veterans would really love the beautiful job they do on Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
And because this is the very first Cantina Night, roughly how much time, how many months has this taken to put together?
That's a really good question, a very insightful question. Well, we started last fall with details, and of course there's still a million things to do right before we're ready to roll it out, but that's the way it works.
And that fundraiser is for the Athena's Prayer sculpture, right?
Yes.
And tell me a little more about that. This is a life-size sculpture, correct?
She's life-size, actually just slightly larger than life-size, which looks a little better outside. Sculpture tends to look smaller when it's outdoors. And she's standing on a Humvee tire. Mm-hmm. And James Muir is known as an allegorical sculptor. There's lots of symbolism. He's very meticulous in the detail, and he named this piece after Sergeant Tiffany Kelly, and I got to meet her. She came to Sedona. She lives back east, and she actually helps women transition back into civilian life once they leave the military. So she was a very inspirational woman. We took a hike together and spent a little time here in Sedona, and I interviewed her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not always easy for any veterans to get back to normal life, but women sometimes have a particularly difficult task of that. So she's very helpful with resources and guidance for them.
I'm glad you mentioned Staff Sergeant Kelly, because I believe these are her words. There's a poem called Mission Dust, and it reads, "This long day is waning with many more to come. Mission dust lingers like a powder-fine shadow on boots, hands, face, and heart. For when we could not, when we dare not, a tear may now be shed. For the lonely joy and sadness, disappointments and pain, for the pride and the courage to see it through again." Potent words that any veteran can understand, correct?
Well, they can, and tying that with your Dream Power question, so many veterans have told me that when they're out in various, you know, various places, where they dream about being home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their favorite dream, is if they dream that they're back home and, you know, mom's cooking or their wife is, or, you know, and they wake up and they realize, you know, they're deployed someplace or whatever it might be. But our dreams can kind of give us that balance. And she talks about that a great deal as well.
Well, we are the home of the free because of the brave, correct?
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Cynthia Richmond, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Tell us one more time when and where is Cantina Night?
DJ, Cantina Night is at the Elks Club on Airport Road, Sedona, Arizona, this Saturday at 5 p.m. But unfortunately, it's sold out, but we hope to do it as an annual event, and we hope that your listeners will, having heard about it, be interested in next year.
So we're going to prime the pump for next year, aren't we?
There you go.
I appreciate that. Cynthia Richmond, thanks so much. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. That's Cynthia Richmond on behalf of Sedona's Jack Jameson Park Cantina Night. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Hey y'all, Well, this is Jody from Norm's Lock and Safe. So you aren't sure who to call when a lock is broke or you need a key for your car? I do. Norm's Lock and Safe. We've been serving the Quad City area and beyond for over 20 years. And if you're not sure if we can fix it, call us. You might be surprised. We're your security specialists where no job is too big, no job is too small. Find us at normslock.com.
High Waters with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, this is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classic at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Tonight's classic, the 1989 Tim Burton version of Batman, starring Michael Keaton. When people wondered why Burton cast Keaton, who was best known for comedies, remember he had done Mr. Mom, Night Shift, Beetlejuice? Well, Michael Keaton had a peculiar problem when he moved to Hollywood, became a professional actor. You have to join, of course, Screen Actors Guild, and SAG has a union rule that you can't use the same name as someone else who's a member of SAG. Well, Michael Keaton had to change his name to Keaton because he was born Michael Douglas. Now, my all-time favorite SAG name change is the actor Albert Brooks, who had to change his name out of choice, actually, because he was born Albert Einstein. Let the schoolyard beatings begin. Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Then join me right back here Wednesday with my guest, Daryl Rauter. He's the conductor for Glorious Vivaldi, coming to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center this weekend, and David Barco with the YRMC Family Resource Center. That is Wednesday at 3 for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.